The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Praise God. I'm sure you have been taught somehow in the course of this convention that to thrive, you must stay in your place. The Bible says, they that be planted in the court of our God, they will thrive, that is, they will flourish. As a palm tree, as a cedar in Lebanon. And then you must know where you go and where not to go. Every believer should know that every place is not your place. You must know your place, know where to go. Know when not to go. Know what to say part time and what not to say. It's a very dangerous world. Not every open teeth means open heart. The teeth can be open, but the heart is daggers drawn. Looking for the slightest opportunity for you to turn your back and they will stab you. So you must be very, very careful. Not everybody will celebrate your rising. Not everybody will be happy. You are here in FEM Foundation attending this convention. There are people who are waiting for you to come out and they will say, let me see what will become of him. There are those who are waiting for you to fail. I don't need to tell Dr. Ben and Pastor K that there are pastors who are praying every day for them to enter trouble. I mean, they occupy themselves with prayer and fasting. How they should be in trouble. You know, I was invited to preach in a city in Nigeria 2-3 months ago. And then I was prepared for the meeting, flew into the city. They were taking me to the venue of the program. Somehow, the Lord just said to me, don't go to the meeting. The very day of the program, heavy publicity, the auditorium is filled to capacity. Just a hall as this, filled to capacity. People are waiting for me, the protocols leading me to the church. I've communicated with them that they're on their way. In 5 minutes, we'll be in the hall. They were expecting when the Lord said to me, don't go to the program. And such emergency instruction, I don't wait to confirm. You see, people that wait to confirm things from God are those who are not sure of the voice they are hearing. If you know his voice, it doesn't need confirmation. So you must know how he speaks to you, the way he gives instruction. Once you hear it and you know it, you act. So I just told the driver, I said, driver, face the airport. He said, sir, I said, airport. The man just parked. He came down. Come, Dr. Ben. Very funny driver, the protocol. He came down. He said, daddy, is your body hot? Whether I'm having high fever. The pilot car, I said, stop him. So I didn't even go there alone. So I said, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm fine. Just face the airport. So they faced the airport. They were confused. The protocols were shocked. I got to the airport. I said, get me a ticket. He said, to where, sir? I said, back to Lagos. After they bought me the ticket, there was a flight going. They got me a ticket. The last business class ticket on that flight, they got it for me. As I entered the plane, I called them. I said, sorry, I can't come for that meeting. I'm in the plane going back. So they wouldn't persuade me. And I told the protocols, so they went back there. And I got to Lagos. About 10:30 p.m., one pastor with the meeting called me. He said, Apostle, it's either you are a spirit Or you are a witch. Something else. I said, what happened? He said, if I know the plan they have planned for me. Pastors planned, waiting for me. And I told the person, I said, I've been a spirit for a long time. And the one thing I know is that I will always laugh last. I will laugh last. It's not just a slogan. It's a strong prophetic word. That though he slays me, I will not be utterly destroyed. Though I fall, don't laugh. Because if I get up, I will slap you. The scriptures are just, praise God. The scriptures are so clear. Are you getting me? So clear. And until you bring yourself into the scriptures to live the Bible, you can put yourself in the scriptures and just live the Bible. You now find life so easy. But the key, you must be planted in the courts of our God. Firm foundation, one of the ministries I have seen, God is raising for the end time. Great leaders are going to emerge from here. Governors will come from here. Senators, major business tycoons, CEOs of major organizations have been born here. So if you leave here too early, you will lose. Because tomorrow you will be ashamed. Why did I leave? Because somebody will take your place. Are you following me here? So make sure nobody takes your place. Be planted in the court of our God. In a few minutes, Genesis 2:7. Help from God. Help from God. There is help from man. There is help from God. Oftentimes, depression, frustration are products of man reaching his limit and trying to do what he can't do. Man has his limit. Man has his capacity. There's a point you get to in life. You have exhausted your wisdom. You have exhausted your strength. At that point in time, if you're not careful to know how to connect to the Ancient of Days, you will go into depression. And then before they know it, they said he committed suicide. In Genesis 2:7, from Genesis 1, we find how God created man. She was talking about light, powerful message. We met there, dealing with hope. And then you find creation began, and each creation God will say, and it was good, and it was good. Then he came and he made man. Follow me, because I'm going to affect your theology somewhere. After he made man in Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now this is what put a difference between man and animal. The breath of God. Are you there? The breath of God. This is where he transferred himself into man. That's why I see John chapter 10. Is it not written in your law that I say, ye are gods? Psalm 82, verse 6 or so. It's not written in your law. I say, ye are gods. We began from here. Ye are gods. Now, one would have expected that since man has the breath of God, the life of God, the energy of God, which is also the reason why Adam was able to name all the animals without making mistake. Are you following me now? So man has power. But as long as man is in this container called flesh, he will ever be limited. In fact, God made man to be limited. He deliberately made man so that from time to time we can cry, "Ah, Father." If you disconnect that father link, you will end up here and be frustrated, because where God is taking the redeemed to is beyond man's capacity. That is why in the occultic world, for them to have certain levels of wealth and prosperity, they must do some rituals. They kill. A young man I know told me how he was made to sleep with the mother because of money. Many have killed because that will tell you that man at some stage is limited. The human brain has a limit. If you take your brain beyond the normal, that's what they call mental. Are we having doctors here? That's what they call madness. That is weary. When you try to exercise your brain beyond the human limit, apart from the madness our people cause. In Africa, there are different kinds of madness. The one people cause, then the one in their hem also cause is separate. Praise God, somebody in the house. So one would have expected that if God put his breath into man, that man is enough. But no. Look at verse 18. Genesis 2:18. Let's read together. One go. And the Lord God said, "It is not what?" Now, oftentimes, this scripture is only read in wedding. But if you look at this verse, there is no place it said, "I will make him a wife." And the Lord God said, "It's not good man should be alone." Yes. There are those who are married and they are still alone. Am I talking to you? But you see, "I will make him and help meet for him." The word "meet for him" that is fitting, that we make him accomplish. So God is saying, even though you carry my breath, I'm going to give you those things you need to make you fulfill life. The first need Adam needed was wife. But this scripture does not end on wife. You are not on earth just to be marrying. You are not a Muslim. You didn't come to earth just to be marrying. Then some people say when they die, they are going to meet 70 women. Does it make sense? That all you are looking for to inherit is women. It just doesn't make sense. That's why you must kill somebody so you can go to heaven and have 70 women. How will you sleep with them? So heaven is just sleeping with women? Is that God's business? To be watching you sleeping with 70 women? Praise God. So when he said, "I will make him help meet," he's saying, whenever there is a need in your life, I will make the help to meet that thing. If you need a car, I will make help the kind of car you need. You need contract, you need business, I will make to fit into what you need. If you narrow this to just wife, you have limited God too much. I will make him a help. What do you want? I am God. I will make it to fit you. You need good relationship. You need good friends.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, somebody. Now look at Acts 26, verse 21 and 22. For this cause, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to do what? To do what, church? To kill me. Why? To stop my going. To stop what I am doing. They want to kill me. Bible says, a great and effectual door is open unto me. There are many adversaries. So when there are adversaries, he make help fit. Is it making sense? So that's why it's called a present help in time of need. So when there is a need, there is a present supernatural intervention that will step in to meet the need. So they plan to kill him, verse 22. Now let's read together. One, go. Having therefore, what did he obtain? Of who? Help of God, not man. At this stage, man can't obtain help of God. I continue. So if he didn't obtain help, he won't continue. Many people have been frustrated, abandoned projects because they didn't obtain help. So what makes a man to continue even when others think you should give up is help received. Where you don't receive help, you will cry. That's why you say God has abandoned you, God has forgotten you, or man has stopped, begin to come in. So he obtained help. Genesis 49. In verse 2 to 4. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Verse 3. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. These are Reuben's character. These are things he will have achieved in life. Verse 4. Unstable as water. Read the next thing. Now, look up. The world get this prophetic dimension. The moment the father mentioned, thou shall not excel. Everything, I'm seeing the picture now. Everything that should make him succeed were deflated. Thou shall not excel. He didn't tell us what that means, but you will soon discover what it means. Thou shall not excel. Everything, so his heaven was short. His earth was short. Everything that should make him to shine in life were disconnected. So what were the things that were removed from his life with this pronouncement? We can see that from the when Moses stepped in. Deuteronomy 33, verse 7. 33, 7. 33, 7. Thank you. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help. Are you there? Be thou what? He's telling God, be an help. Be an help to him. Because until God helps you, you will soon be stagnated. Many companies have started, and closed down when challenges came. But with the help of God, in the midst of the challenges, like Psalm 33 says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Not because I can, because the Lord is with me to help me. Now verse 8 of Levi, he said, let it to me. Go to Reuben. Give me where Reuben is. What verse is that? Good. Verse 6. Now let read it loud and clear. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. So, what were the things removed when the father said, thou shalt not excel? Number one, life was removed. Number two, men were removed. So when Moses came and he said, let Reuben live, let not his men be few, because your greatness in life depends on the quantity and quality of men God sends into your life. Let his men not be few. When your helpers are few, your prosperity will be few. Because in every bus stop of life, in every stage of life, you have to meet different people to meet different needs of your life. And those men are planted by God in your journey in life to make sure you don't draw back. Let his men not be few. Look at me, church. I declare upon your life today, your men will not be few. Amen. You will fulfill purpose. You will fulfill purpose. The dream and the visions of your parents concerning your life, it will come to pass. Let his men not be few. Should not be few. Give me Genesis 49 again. Let's look at Joseph. Verse 22 to 25. It takes help from God. One, a man that God has helped will not be proud. There is nothing he cannot willingly give out. I was in a place recently. You know, technology has gone so far. And they bought a car to pick me that has no engine. Have you seen that car before? It has no engine. Doesn't use petrol. Uses energy. Front and back is boot. When the guy wanted to shine, and he really shined over me. He really did. He says, I want to use this car for you. It has no engine. I said, stop that joke. Is it a toy? You open the bonnet. Boot empty. Open back, nothing. And he start the car with his telephone. Just press telephone. Car said, He say, enter. Enter this one. He go move. And I enter. He say, want to. Everything working, air condition, and I keep imagining. You said they want to put the car on autopilot. I said, what do you mean? I know what it means, but what do you mean? He said, so that I can join you to sit at the back, let the car be driving us. I said, if I slap you in this. Did I tell you I came here to come and die? I said, when you alone, do that. But as I'm here, hold that thing. He said, we just program where we're going to, and the car will just take us there. Once it got there, we just park. It will park itself. I said, in my dream, we'll do that one, but not now. To tell you how far technology has gone. No engine, just batteries, little batteries everywhere. Little battery. I know the amazing thing, the car was designed by an African man. A South African man. He gave it to Japan, to Toyota. They said, no, the car will not sell. He gave it to Oman as well. Until somebody came and partnered with him. The guy is making money. Black man. When God helps a man, there are some strange ideas. That's why David said, he said, for by thee, I ran through a troop. So it takes this energy of God to break barriers, to cross boundaries, to thrive that men cannot compete with you. It takes God to have the kind of brain and to execute those strange things. It takes God. Before Facebook came, a Ghanaian girl was the first person to mooch that idea. And the guy shared it with me. But trust racism. Every white man he met to sponsor him, they frustrated the girl until the girl died. The girl died after Facebook came out. See, this was my dream, blah, blah, blah. Because the issue is, as God is giving you an idea, if you don't catch it and run fast, somebody else will pick it. That's why you need the help of God to quicken your mortal body, to quicken your spirit, to make you act on time without looking back. You did on risk yesterday or whenever. If you are going to thrive and succeed, you must take risk on God. You see, the judge shall live by his faith. What does it mean? I believe God is leading me. I'm going. God is with me. Did you see God? No. I just believe him. You said I'm going. If you fall, what do you do? I still believe. Get up. I'm still going. Are you getting it here? Look at Joseph. Genesis 49, 22. Joseph is a fruitful bowl. Even a fruitful bowl by a well whose branches run over the wall. Mm-hmm. The archers have solely grieved him and shot at him, and they hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arm of his hands were made strong by who? By the hands of the Almighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. 25. Read it now. One go. Even by the God of thy father, who shall do what? Help thee. Who shall also do what? And by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessing of the deep that lieth under. Bless it. Now, it takes deep wisdom of God to get the mysteries of the blessings of the deep. Those hidden treasures that will make you outstanding and make you to become a newsmaker. It takes God to raise stuff for you. You don't need money sometimes to start business, but you need God first. Once you get God, He will raise the money and raise the men. Need God first. Many of us have been delayed looking for money. Meanwhile, what you are looking for is looking for you. Since two of you are looking for each other, you'll be going to different places. But if you stay in one place, he said, be still and know that I am God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 16:2, and hear this one. Businessmen. That you receive her in the Lord are becoming saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever what business she had need of you. Assist her. So you need this strange finger of God that will raise men to assist you. But it must be God. It must be God. This morning, I came to release you to his help. Where God will take over this terrain. Of course, you know it, that if it is God, it is good. If it is God, it is good. Nothing can spoil it. I told you a story how one king came. That where we have a church, one of our churches, we should remove it. They want to build a police post and market. You know, there are some things people talk, you wonder whether they have brain. But you don't have to argue with them. And I told the man, there are three chiefs that came. I said, are you hearing yourself? He said, what? I should remove church. You want to build market and police post. No other place to do it. How will I now remove church? He said, it's your business. I said, who are you fighting? Is it me or God? I said, before you answer, if you say me, you mean God too. If you say God, you mean me. He said, the king said we should remove it, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, fight has started though, now. Fight has started. They left. My pastor was there with me. 3 days later, the king himself came. With the one other man. I said, what about the other two? He said, that's why we are here. I said, what happened? He said, two of them died mysteriously. The king has said, Apostle, we were joking with you. We didn't mean it that way. So I replied, I said, when I joke, people die. That's why they died. It is joke. He said, so when you joke, people die. I said, that is my joke. People die. And I joke. And the man said, no. Let us stop the joke then. So you mean we should fight? He said, no. That he just came to tell me that they've seen another place to do the market. And police post said, so he said, hope the joke is over. Joke is over now. If that is the case. You see, if it is God, it may look ordinary, but let somebody try you. If the business is God, it looks ordinary, but let somebody try to stop it. Are you getting this here? You are unstoppable. If the God of Jacob will help thee, you can't be quenched. It doesn't matter where they plan it and how they did it. You just find yourself always at the other side. The more they plan, the more you are succeeding, the more you triumph, the more you don't just yourself. Is it making sense here? I want to pray with us to commend you to this strange God. To be greater than your fathers, your mothers, whoever you are met, it's not by degree. Degree is good, get it. Get BSc, get MSc, get PhD, get all of them. I've told myself, I will that thing called doctor, I will answer it, but I won't go to school. You see Dr. Ben there. Our own is unique. So you can do those things, but get God. Get God. If you get God, it may look as if you are going nowhere. If you get God, you have got it all. I've got it all. A present help in time of need. Present help in time of need. When need come, help come. Problem come, help come. Challenge come, help come. Present help. Not past help, present help. In time of need. Present help in time of need. That is the God you serve. That's the God you serve. I told you half some years ago, I had this terrible attack. I'll give you these two testimonies and we pray. It's a time when the anomalies, I have so many testimonies. One time, I was in the, that's why it's good to do evangelism. I was in the bus, I wanted to start preaching. I said, let the bus be filled before I start preaching. When the bus was filled, but I was singing inside, nobody was hearing me. I wanted to start preaching and people began to shout, ole, ole, thief, 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 thief. I said, ah, who now stole just now? I was looking for the person, they say it is me. Just like that. And they were ready to pull me out. You know, to kill is very cheap. Before I knew it, whether the person planned the petrol down before, I don't even understand. They brought tire, they brought petrol. They also put on my neck and pour petrol and strike a mastic. When a woman inside the bus, out of nowhere, stood up with a pistol. If you touch him, I shoot. I am a commander this. In a public bus. Pull out a pistol. He's my brother. I know him. He didn't steal. He won't steal. He can't steal. I can't forget those words. This is not book of Isaiah or Genesis. This is what I'm telling you happened to me. Touch him and I shoot. The person carrying petrol, move back. Those carrying tire, move back. Everybody kept quiet. I look at the woman. I've never seen her in my life. And she said, he's my brother. That's how they left you sincerely. Have you ever wondered why God rescued Moses from being killed when others were dying? I tell people every day, have an assignment in the kingdom. Otherwise, you will die cheaply. You will die cheaply. Don't join people to do nonsense. Have a purpose in the kingdom. Others were dying. Moses survived. Why? There is an assignment in his life. Why couldn't Saul kill David? Assignment. And we moved, got to Air Force Base around Oshodi. You know the place? The woman came down. I didn't trust them in the bus. So since my sister is coming down, brother is coming down too. So I came down. I said, sister, thank you. He said, don't worry. Let me have your address. I'll come and see you tomorrow. She gave me her name, phone number, address. The next day, I went to Air Force Base, meet the commander, whatever they call them. As I'm looking for my sister, this is the name. They check every record of Nigerian Air Force. No person like that. Nobody like that. A present help in time. Nobody in Nigerian Air Force. I was shocked. I said, I saw her yesterday. She gave, this is her handwriting. He said, young man, there is nobody like this in Nigerian Air Force. I said, what about this address that she gave to me? We got to the supposed place where the address should be. It's a football field. I couldn't leave that place that day. I stood. God, you sent an angel to help little me. Let me give you a second one. One day, I was in the bus, and then apparently an arrow, because I was preaching in the bus, an arrow was thrown at me, and I was dying. You know that Yanokwaja, that busy that road is. So I came down and ran at the end with my eyes closed, holding my stomach. Come on, 12, you come. Now, 12, you should stay there as husband and wife. So this is major road, the way Lagos drivers drive carelessly. So my eyes were closed crossing that road. How many of us know that road? Yanokwaja road. So my eyes were closed, and as I was going, a couple just came and grabbed me, and took me to their house. All I was hearing was prayers. They prayed and prayed and prayed till 7 p.m. And I slept off. Woke up, I said, where am I? And I saw the man and his wife. He said, young man, the Lord asked us to come and pick you on the road. You were dying. So we brought you in, and now you are where you can go. I said, but who are you? They say, we are. So they gave me their name. I came out, took the street name, took house number by myself. So I'm coming tomorrow. Tomorrow came quickly. I went there. The street name is correct. But where the house number is supposed to be, it's mechanic shop. I almost ran my daddy. I said, it's like you were there. You know, you begin to dramatize how you say, I came out from here. I look like this. I begin to dramatize like a madman on the street. I ask all the neighbors, do you know these people? They say, no name like this. I said, could I have made a mistake? I went to the next street, checked and checked. No name like that. No house like that. The house I came out from that day was a bungalow. The picture is still very clear in my mind. A present help in time of need. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. I can go on and on. To let you know, no matter what the devil does, he won't abandon you. Dr. Ben knows it. When I became paralyzed too, they rushed me to Queen Elizabeth Hospital, London. For no reason, the chief medical director, which is called the chief registrar, for no reason, came out of our office. There were hundreds of patients in the emergency ward. Those of you have gone to London, America for this, what they call it, emergency ward. There were hundreds of people there. I just came in. They just carried me in. The woman just came out from the office for no reason, came to where I am, said, this is my patient. Take him in now. Your patient, when did we arrange that one to us? That's how they got 6 doctors immediately by their bill. Sent for under neurosurgeon to fly in from Italy at their bill, because the resident is my patient and I don't know the person. Ladies and gentlemen, if people you know can take you to the next level, they will have done it. Stop begging a man who is waiting for you to come and help him. I can continue. When it comes to all this, I can keep talking about it. Says I met my uncle. Your uncle needs help. He needs help. Forget the title he carried in his office and government car. Are you following me here? Are you ready? Lift up those holy hands. Talk to God. Talk to God. Lord, I need your help. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. I see freedom in the house. I see peace in the house. I see joy in the house. I see excitement. God is connecting you to greatness. God is connecting you to greatness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Look at me with your two eyes open and let your amen thunder. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble.
Amen.
The name of the Lord God of Jacob defend you.
Amen.
The Lord send you help from the sanctuary.
Amen.
And the Lord strengthen you from Zion.
Amen.
May the Lord remember all your offerings.
Amen.
And accept your burnt offerings.
Amen.
I'm reading from Psalm 20 so I can get it later. Psalm 21 to 4, finally verse 4. May the Lord grant you according to your own heart desire.
Amen.
And the Lord fulfill all your petitions.
Amen.
Can I hear you say big amen?
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Yes.
If you are clapping, clap.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.